from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin, welcome. I'll tell you what. How about them lightning, huh?
Let's go! It's over.
By the way, how about that Lana?
Hey!
And Lana's lightning talk that has proven to be good luck every game. She has done it before. We have won. Or done, I mean, kind of after and before the next game, we have won.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to keep that going.
Oh, yeah. We have to now.
The Minnesotan, I don't know why, but it is good luck. So I can't wait to hear your breakdown, your terminology that you use. Kev, what time did we decide to do that? Did we decide to do that?
It is in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
All right, so like 8:55.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, okay?
All right.
And the reason for that is coming up at 8:25, the boys of Locash are on the show. All right?
So they're excited.
They're promoting their new song, Beach Boys. They told us, we've got a surprise for you. Now, we have played many pranks on them, so I'm a little bit worried about what that surprise might be. So I'm trying to think. Because Chris and Preston like to have a good time.
Right.
We like to tease them. What's going to happen today? I don't know. 8:25, we'll find out.
Okay? Be ready.
And we'll listen to their new song, Beach Boys, which I think is an awesome song, and it'll be good. All right? Also, Country Thunder, three-day passes. This is big, Lana.
Huge show. I mean, you're talking Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, Chris Young, and many, many bands. 3 days out in Orlando. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so much fun.
And Country Thunder holds a very special place in your heart.
Because it's where I met you.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
How many years ago was that?
I mean,
five?
It seems like a lifetime.
5 or 6 years ago.
Something like that.
That's where we met.
That's where we met.
We met each other there, and then we became friends, and we just kept in contact, and look at us now.
And because of legal obligations, we never talked about working together, ever.
We really didn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe the idea of in a weird world... Maybe.
Or like, how fun would it be, though?
How cool would it be?
It'd be fun to do a show together.
Very broad terms.
And look at us now.
Who knows? Anyway. Well, I hope you don't regret that decision.
Every day at 3:30 when my alarm goes off.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so the Country Thunder tickets coming up for you at 7:40. And we'll play a little game called Too Cool for School. All right, so can't wait for that. And then we have Secret Celebrity today. I have new rules. For Secret Celebrity. As far as our clues go, I have new rules. It'll be fun. I will explain that. It really has nothing to do if you're trying to play. It has to do with us and our corny clues. And it's kind of an improv game.
Oh, boy.
It's an improv game like it has been, but there's a little bit more rules to it. So I think it'll be fun for everybody.
Okay.
And there could be a mess up, which makes it even more fun.
Oh, boy.
All right. So I'm excited for that. All right. Let's get it going right now. We want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We want to hear from you. Here's Sam Hunt, 23-995-QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995-QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Lana, I'll tell you what I was doing up last night. Like, all night. My dog was freaking out from the thunderstorms. And I've tried those thunder jackets.
So have I.
By the way, Apollo Beach, did you guys get hit at all?
We got nothing.
Really?
I had no rain last night. Dry.
We got pummeled. I mean, it was probably like... I mean, obviously, the weather, Mother Nature was celebrating the lightning win. Obviously. But the sky parted above my house, I felt like. And so I'm in Treasure Island, and all of a sudden... You know how dogs can kind of sense certain things?
They know.
All of a sudden, he started pacing around. I go, oh, here it comes. And then my window just lit up like someone put a strobe light on it. And it was crack. And I was looking at the storm and on the radar thing that I have on my app or on my phone. And the red part was sitting directly over my... I was like, all right, well, this is going to be bad for a little bit. And he just freaks out and he goes and hides in the bathroom.
Oh,
and
poor
Petey. So I have to come up on the bed. I just kind of like... You know, put him in a blanket and kind of hold him, and he's not having that either. But it just, oh, gosh, it was the worst.
It is tough this time of year for animals, for dogs.
I'm like, I guess I'm just going to have to wait this out because he ain't going to sit down. So I was like, oh, okay, all right, just kind of sitting there waiting for it. I'm like, please pass. And finally, like, hour and a half later, it finally passed, and he would get back up in bed with me. But it's just
little guy.
I know, but he just freaks out. But that storm literally cracked over my house. It was nuts.
Yeah,
hey, Kevin, did you get anything in Lutz?
It rained. Yeah, it was raining right in the third period of the lightning. I was like, is that rain?
Thunderstorms?
No thunderstorms. That was Sunday night. I actually sent you pictures. We had hail up in Lutz.
Hail. Yeah,
but last night it wasn't. It just rained. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, I just watched it go up the coast. Like, Sarah and Sarasota probably got bombed, too. It was just going up yeah. the coast, and I was like, oh, man, here it comes.
That
and it
time
was,
of year.
Yeah. So, it was pretty crazy.
I was literally out watering my trees last night because we haven't had rain in so long. Everything's so dry.
Well, I could have brought some buckets in or something. Save some water. All right, very cool. Coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for a Bonefish gift card. Hang on. Kevin Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity.
And we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Bonefish, but you got to tell us first, who is this Secret Celebrity?
Now, before I play this, there's new rules for us.
Yeah, what is this?
Okay, the new rules for us is we're going to do a little improv game now, okay? Obviously, we've been doing that when we give away, you know, corny clues about the artist, right? So whoever it is, we start giving, like, you know, context clues and all that. So now the new rule is I will start the conversation, then I will go Lana, Kevin, back to me. So that we're not just all throwing them in there, and we'll see you for how long we can keep the conversation going.
Got it.
To a certain point where someone runs out of clues.
Okay.
I think we're going to be pretty good on this one, though.
We're going to be great.
All right. Who is our secret celebrity?
You know, just the connection over the years, it's just so special. And to see the faces light up the audience when we come out there and play this music with all the energy that's exchanged is really special.
You got to think that energy is even more exchanged like during summertime. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because you get along with everybody best in the summertime because of the sunshine.
Sure.
And you got to have no shoes, no shirt, no problems during summertime.
That's what I was thinking, too. And then also, you know, like, where, like, would you want to be anywhere but with you? You know, when you're thinking about Kenny Chesney?
Really?
Dang it, I missed!
Really?
Five rules, and I screwed it up!
Really?
Well, here you go. Those are my new rules, and I blew it the first day. God, I'm really good at my own games. It's just like when I make bets, I lose them all the time.
This anyway. One's going to be a tough boy. One for you. Yeah, I don't know how you're going to really get hard. It.
The answer rhymes with Kenny Chesney. All right? Blew it. All right. 800-992-1099. I'm sorry. 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa, what part of town are you in right now?
Palm Harbor.
All right, Lisa, I literally said his name. I literally blew it on my own game and my own rules. Who is our secret celebrity?
You know, just the connection over the years, it's just so special. And to see the faces light up the audience when we come out there and play this music with all the energy that's exchanged is really special.
I didn't hear you say it, but it's Kenny Chesney.
Hey!
You didn't hear it?
How does that happen? How do you hear his voice and then not hear me?
Because I started dialing once he played his voice.
There you go.
I can't hear the music when I'm dialing.
Ah, right, look at that. Yeah. Well, congratulations. You just scored a $50 gift card to Bonefish.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So what we've learned is Lisa likes to tune us out, like us, our voices.
I love your voices.
Doesn't even need the clues, JR. No, she's so good. She doesn't need the clues.
She doesn't even need me to say the name Kenny Chesney to help her. Hey, congratulations, Lisa. We're going to get y'all hooked up. Hang on for me, okay?
Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. This whole, we don't talk about this stuff a lot, but it's just, it's so viral and it's so crazy, this whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing. And I just kind of wanted to talk about one part of it. And, Alana, I don't know if you've been following along too closely. I'm sure you've seen headlines and whatnot, right?
I have, but I'm not diving in like you and like Meredith down the hall and stuff. Some of you guys are like obsessed with this.
It kind of, I don't know if I'm obsessed. Yeah, okay, whatever. So I have been paying attention more than you have. So I've been looking at it because I keep looking at these witnesses they bring on. And if you don't know anything about it, basically, Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard for defamation of character because he also lost the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise and a couple other projects because studios in the quote-unquote cancel culture backed off him and said, hey, if there's kind of controversy going around you, proven or not proven, which it hasn't been proven or not proven, we don't want anything to do with you.
Because she wrote an article.
Two articles. So one in London and one for the Washington Post. The one in London, he challenged and said, hey, this is defamation. And they said, no, there's enough here to say that that's okay. It's okay for her to write that. Because she didn't name him by name. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. And then the Washington Post, the prosecutor said that there is enough, or the DA or whatever, there's enough to move forward on this case. So the witnesses they've brought on are like, on one side, Amber Heard's defense is kind of going, wait, that doesn't apply to what we're talking about here. There's all kinds of, you know, mudslinging and whatnot that you would do in a thing like this. But the big thing to me is the recordings. Now, take out the allegations that she has just for a second, okay? Because I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. That's a completely different thing. Would you ever sit there and basically record your spouse? No physical stuff, but I'm just saying, like, conversation with your spouse where you're kind of leading questions in order. Now, this is before she knew anything about him, you know, suing for defamation of character. It's almost like she's trying to set him up for a settlement, which she got on the first round. And so, yeah, I'm donating all the proceeds to this charity, which now, I think 16 months later, has not done any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's so interesting to me is, like, I can't imagine setting up my phone. Like, even if you and I had a problem, I could imagine setting up my phone and being like, this is what Lana said about this. I think that's crazy.
I think somebody who is recording somebody is expecting a payout in the end.
Right.
You don't record, whether it's a coworker or a friend or a husband or a wife, you don't start recording conversations with them unless you are planning to use that in court to get something or get out of something.
Well, the get out of something, I totally get, but the thing with that is she had, where they lived in this area, she had bodyguards that were around her, not from him, but from other people, because they're such a high profile couple.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister lived in the same apartment complex, aka penthouse is what we're talking mm-hmm. about. She had friends that lived in there. They've all been on the stand and they were like, well, I never saw anything, or, well, I mean, I did see this, or, you know, I did that. And then, like, none of the stories kind of line up. So as far as the defamation of character goes, you go, okay, there's not really a line here that kind of tracks, I feel like. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of allegations, but the line here doesn't really thing. And they talk about drug abuse and all that stuff. But would you ever do that to your spouse? And like you just said, I feel like it's a complete setup for money. And I don't really have a side in this because I'm kind of like still looking at it and kind of looking at it with one eye. And then I go on to something else, you know, lightning or something like that. I just think that's a very strange thing to do. Now, if it was like recording some type of physical stuff, I get that. But it's like
just conversations.
It's like this. Okay. So let's say you and I are in a relationship. It'd be like, Lana, remember that time that, you know, you pushed me or whatever? Remember that time? And you're like, and, you know, Johnny, like, what are you talking about? No, that one time, you know, or, and he's like, well, you hit me. And he, and she goes, well, you know, you weren't hurt when that happened, right? You know, you weren't hurt, you know? And so then she'll say something like, no one would ever believe that anyway. Okay. Anyway, but you remember when, I mean, it's like, it's almost like she's a lawyer leading him down a road.
She's trying to lead him to say something because she's planning on using this at a later time. And that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, I think most normal people who are in a relationship, you're not going to just go and record your spouse just for the heck of it, or just say, keep it on your phone, unless you're planning on doing something with it, or you're not in a really good relationship in the first place if you're contemplating recording your spouse. What are you doing that for?
Oh, yeah, that's well documented. This was not a good relationship for sure.
Obviously.
My question to you is, would you ever record your spouse for any reason? That's what I want to know. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Quick update on traffic for you.
Yeah, that's right. This is in Pinellas. If you're heading 275 northbound, just past 4th Street, only one lane is getting by. There is a crash. So if you're heading on 275 north into Tampa, you're going to have some expected delays. So keep your heads up out there and careful driving.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Lana. Talk about this real quick. Just talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial and the fact that she had all these recordings of him and just conversations. And it felt like all the stuff that I've heard is very leading conversations.
Yeah, she's
like
leading him to say certain things to get him in trouble later on.
And so the whole thing is about defamation, where he is suing her for writing these articles. She never names him, but it's obvious, like, I was in a marriage with a guy that da-da-da-da and describes him, basically.
Well, meanwhile,
like,
she's in court over it.
Correct. All right, so here we go. So I wanted to see would there ever be a reason to record your spouse? That's what I wanted to know. Coyote, what do you think?
I wouldn't record my wife.
For any reason, right?
Nope. If I can't trust her, why do I want to, you know, you got to have a trusting relationship. If you got to, you got to get out of that relationship.
Right.
And I think that's what Lana was saying, is if you get to that point, it's time to go.
You know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
It's time to go. And, you know, I would say that some people would go, oh, well, she felt trapped or whatever. She had so many outs. She had so many people that were in that situation with her that she could have bailed many a times.
Right.
I mean, literally all lived in the same building, including her sister. So that
unless
was...
They like, Unless they like to beat up on each other.
Right, and that was the one thing I said, okay, if we took that out of it, would that change if you would be willing to record someone or not? Because that hasn't necessarily been proven. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Well, I appreciate you calling, Coyote. Have a great day, buddy.
Bye.
All right, you too.
All right. Ladina, tell me what you think about this.
I think the only way I would record is if someone snoring or talking in their sleep.
Now that has happened. Yes.
Yes, I've done that. But like, what are your thoughts on when it comes to this trial, when she's doing this to him and kind of leading him down a certain road?
We've been watching it a little bit, but I've not been heavy on it. Mm-hmm. But I think she's crazy a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think you're not alone in that. Yeah, because there's been a lot of medical diagnoses of, you know, certain mental illnesses, and that's obviously not something to judge somebody on. But when it comes to saying all these allegations, you kind of have to take that in consideration as well.
Now, let me ask you, what would you do if you found out that your husband was recording you?
Yeah, I'd be suspicious about it. But, you know, I got a pretty good guy that I don't think he would do that.
Right.
Right. That is interesting.
If somebody's recording you, you need to really wake up and be like, all right, what is going on here? And why are you doing this? You're planning on doing something
right
later. You're planning on using this against me. I mean.
And I think that's the other thing is, Lana, he had no idea that was happening.
No idea.
So that's
just wrong.
That's a setup. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
You know, ultimately, it's just sad. It's a very sad. But now that's super public, you're kind of seeing, okay, well, are you going to be able to prove this? Are you not going to be able to prove it? I mean, that's like any case, obviously. But I think if I stood right now and had to make a decision, I got to go with him. I mean, from what's been presented and some of the witnesses that her team has brought on,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like they're grasping for straws. And that's obviously what they are trying to do on his side is poke holes in her reasoning for doing all this. But I mean, Lana, I mean, it's wild.
I know, but I just feel bad because here they were in an unhealthy relationship. I mean, obviously, they didn't make each other better people by being together.
Sure.
And now their dirty laundry is splattered everywhere.
Starting with her, though. That started with her doing it. She had already won the settlement with the divorce. She had already been done with it.
You know what? Nobody's going to win in this case. It is really just sad that had to happen. So, but here we are talking about it.
Well, it's the hottest thing out there right now. So, I mean, we had to touch on it a little bit. And I wanted to get people's responses of where they're at on it because everybody's kind of got an opinion usually. But on a lighter note, Carline Fun Fact coming up for you in 6 minutes. Here's Thomas Rhett. Slow down summer. It's QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, it's a call line.
Call line.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Woo!
When I say Colt 45, what do you think of? Beer.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tall boy.
And anything else like what it's named after?
A gun?
That is not correct. That's what most people think. It is named after the 45 caliber Colt handgun. Mm-hmm. It is actually named after the running back on the Baltimore Colts. In 1963, his name was Jerry Hill, and he wore the number 45.
Wow.
Interesting.
Colt 45.
But was he any ownership of this? Or did they just name it after him?
They just named it after him. Yeah. Right. He wore number 45, so how cool is that?
I guess they didn't say his name, so they don't really owe him any money.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, Jerry Hill was his name. It would have been kind of, you know, Hill 45.
Yeah. So
Colt 45.
Yeah, they passed one of them hills over. All right.
All right, I got one more. Steven Tyler came up with Dude Looks Like a Lady when he saw a guy with long blonde hair from behind and thought it was a man. That man was
Fabio.
Ooh, good guess. I have no idea.
Really?
I can't think of anyone with long blonde hair.
Oh, come on.
What's the guy from Motley Crue?
Vince Neil.
Are you serious? That's right?
That's right.
I guess we should have known it had to do with Motley Crue at some point with Lana, right?
He saw Vince Neil and he's like, that dude looks like a lady. And
then it's a little hypocritical, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because look at Steven Tyler back then. So, there's awesome. Your Caroline fun fact.
All right, take that. There you go. Educational week. It's the end of school.
It
Love
is.
It. All right, that's awesome. All right, coming up, speaking of that, Too Cool for School. Play that at 744. 3-day passes to Country Thunder. Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, this guy right here, Chris Young. 740, you're playing that, but next, your 715 second date update. It's Chris Young, Mitchell Timpany at the end of a bar on 995 QYK.
It's that time again. It's the 715 second date update. On 99.5 QYK.
Well, odd yesterday. I guess kind of a frat boy on the show for our 715
Dude,
second date update.
On,
Dude, bro, come on, bro.
What?
Anyway. All right. So today we got Russell on the phone. Now we're going to see if we can make things happen. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
What's up? I'm good, guys. How about you?
We're doing great, man. So you told us about Cassandra a little bit in this email. Why don't you break it down for us again, though? What? How'd you guys meet? What'd you guys do?
Yeah, man. So met Cassandra online, right? And, we both kind of live around the International Plaza area. So we talked a little bit back and forth, and I'm like, hey, what's up? Let's go out. You know, we decided to go out. And, you know, we just kind of kept it easy, decided Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yes.
That menu, you know.
Avocado menu, egg rolls, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Anything
exactly.
on
and
that menu.
And there's pretty much anybody can find anything they like on that menu.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, so like, all right, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. And, you know, she's beautiful, man. Like, super cool to talk to, just really nice. Like, you know, we just grabbed some drinks, had some appetizers, just hung out. It was just casual, cool. And, kind of when we wrapped things up, you know, I had a good feeling. Like, I wasn't like, oh yeah, let's, you know, second date plan it for sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like, just a good feeling. Like, everything just went really well, start to finish. And so I'm like, hey, when I text her and kind of follow up, nope, I just felt like no problem when I asked for a second date that we're going to go out again.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And well, yeah, you weren't trying to put pressure on her to make her answer on the spot type of thing.
Yeah. So I hit her up and stuff, and, you know, I'm like, hey, had a great time. Let's go out again. Let's, you know, what are you free or whatever? And just have not heard anything back at all. Just total nothing.
So no communication whatsoever since the date.
That's right. Nothing. Not a word.
And I mean, come on. I mean, you sound like a smart guy. There's not anything you can think of that you might have done wrong or you might have said or something might have happened on the date that would cause her not. I mean, not only just to be a nice person and explain why she's mm-hmm. not calling. I mean, but just kind of blow you off like this. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, no, I can't. I mean, I'm as confused as you are. Like, I don't know. I mean, it went great. Literally, I mean, there's no reason. I can't. I mean, she didn't get upset about anything. There was nothing that was ever even an awkward moment. Like, it was fine. It was really
good.
What
do you say? We're gonna find out.
Well, listen, man, we're gonna try to be a little optimistic. Russell, I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna try to get a hold of Cassandra for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Hang on, man. All right, coming up 7:40, we will have your tickets for Country Thunder as well. It's next on 99.5 QYK. All right, so Russell reached out to us for the 715 second date update. Sounds like a nice guy. I like the fact that he said, I kept it casual. I also did not pressure her at the end of the day to answer the question, hey, you want to go out again?
Yeah, that was nice.
That
yeah.
can come up naturally, but I feel like he said, listen, I felt good about the date. I felt like if I reached out after the date, it would be good. No big deal. But he did reach out and has heard nothing.
Yeah, and that's what I said. You sound like a smart guy.
Right.
What happened on the date? There's not anything that you can think of? And
he said no.
He said no. And I said, all right, we'll see.
So Kevin was able to get Cassandra on the phone right now, give her a little info, correct?
I did, yep.
All right, let's bring her back on. Cassandra, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Cassandra, this is JR, Lana, and Kevin. Did Kevin kind of tell you what we're doing here?
Yeah, he told me. He said we're going to be talking about Russell.
Yes. And you're cool with that if we talk on the air?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so I'll just tell you what we know, and I'll keep it short. We know that you guys met online. You were at the Cheesecake Factory. He said you were beautiful. Things went really well at the Cheesecake Factory, and he heard nothing from you when he reached out, and now he's kind of going, what happened? Because he thought he would definitely see you again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this guy from the get-go was rude. I mean, from the beginning.
To you?
No. He was, I don't even know how to, it caught me off guard. It was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen. We didn't have a seat. We didn't have a table. So there was this one guy that the host said was about to rap, and he pointed to him, and he was an older gentleman. He was
probably like 60, 65, and he was finishing up his dessert, and Russell went over to him, literally went over to him and asked him if he could finish his meal. Russell stood over him. I was mortified.
Okay, wait, so let me get this question.
So he's pushing a guy out?
Okay, hold on. I got to get this. Yeah. I got this. So, like, obviously we're talking about the open seating bar area section where, like, the high tops and all that are?
Yes.
Okay, and so he sees a guy that's wrapping up, and then he basically asks the guy to hurry up and wrap up.
Oh, that's rude.
He didn't just ask. He hovered over him.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's weird.
Hovered over him with me next to him. It was the most uncomfortable thing.
Wow.
I mean, if you ask somebody, hey, can I, are you leaving soon? Are you almost done? I've done that before. I stood and I'm like, hey, I'm going to stand over here. I don't want to get in your way. I'm not, you take your time.
Right.
I go, I'm going to go stand over there. I'm going to keep my eyes on your table because it's first come, first serve sometimes.
In
I've
that
done
area,
it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But I don't hover over the table.
So did you bring it up to him on the date, Cassandra?
I was so mortified. I did not know how to respond. Any ounce of wanting to be with him that night, it completely left.
Well, that's not a good way to start off the date. So you just sat there throughout the whole date, not
happy. Props to you. Props to you for hanging in there.
I would have probably left.
Okay, well, here's the deal. We actually have Russell on the phone, Cassandra, and I want to bring him back on because I need to hear his side of this for sure.
Russell, you forgot to mention a big part of your date.
Yeah, Russell, what did you say to this guy? Is that accurate, what Cassandra just said?
First of all, definitely didn't act like she's saying on the phone right now. Like, we had a good time, period. Nothing was, oh, I don't understand. And here's the thing. She's there in her high heels and all this kind of stuff, right? The guy was there. He was wrapping up. The worker told me he was wrapping up, right? All I did was go over there and be like, hey, they said you were kind of getting ready to wrap up. Cool. That's awesome. Just, you know, we're waiting. And I didn't want her to stand there forever. So I'm just trying to be a gentleman.
Well, Russell, I have a question for you, though. When you went over to talk to this guy, did you say, hey, we are waiting. Can you kind of hurry up?
I was like, yeah, well, you know, if you could kind of hurry up, we're waiting, you know? I mean.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Can you imagine if someone said that to you, Russell? Like, what your reaction would be, dude?
I mean, I don't look. I mean, I didn't mean it in a rude way, and he didn't seem to take it that way. So,
well, how would that be?
I don't
a nice
know what
way
everybody's getting
so hurry up
about.
And get out so I can have your table.
I mean, I didn't
there's
say,
no
like,
nice way to say that.
Said, I mean, I didn't say it exactly. I just said, you know, if you kind of hurry up, we're waiting. And not only, you know, the worker's probably happy because, like, we're turning over a table.
Russell, I'm going to do you a favor. I think you're a narcissist. I think that you need to think about other people and not think about yourself and the only person who's standing next to you. That was a 65-year-old man who was enjoying a piece of cake by himself, sitting there while you're hovering, and at one minute moment, you actually had a phone conversation with your sister. It's unprincipled. You don't do that. You don't do
well,
that.
Excuse me, but I was thinking of somebody else. I was thinking of you. So
obviously, you weren't thinking about me. You were thinking about what you could do with me, because if you were, you would have seen my face. I was mortified.
All right.
Well,
so Russell, you think it was the right thing to do to go over and tell this gentleman that? That's kind of what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
Cassandra, is this going to be a deal breaker for you?
I think it's pretty obvious.
Okay.
I wish you well, Russell. I really hope that you can find someone that will, you know, like the way that you are right now. But I think you need some work internal within your head.
One way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great to know. Thanks, Cassandra, for that advice.
All right, guys. Well, listen, Russell, thanks for reaching out. Cassandra, thanks for your time. And you guys have a great day.
Yeah. All right. You guys too.
Thanks, guys. I mean, I can't even imagine if somebody came up to me and told me that. Hey, you gotta hurry up. We're all waiting here.
I can't imagine if I was sitting there with Paul and somebody came up to us, you're not going to want to know what he's going to say back to you.
No. And I think I'd be even more a little passive aggressive where I'd start eating slower and looking right at them.
Absolutely. Like, oh, you're waiting for this table? I'm going to get another drink now.
Every bite I take, I just stare at them. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is, yeah, you don't do that. I want to hit us up. How would you react to Russell? Or would you ever do that? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Here's Tim McGraw, 7500 OBO. I got to hear what you think about this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, coming up at 7:40. Your chance to go to Country Thunder. 3-day passes, all right? But right now we're talking about that 7:15 second date update between Russell and Cassandra. On the date, Russell and Cassandra are kind of waiting for a table at the bar area of Cheesecake Factory, and he saw a guy that was eating by himself. He went over to that guy because he thought he was wrapping up or whatever and said, hey, can you hurry up? We're waiting. And the guy's sitting there still eating his dessert, and Cassandra's mortified, like, dude, let the dude finish his meal. Who cares if we're waiting? He probably waited for his table.
Right. Just completely inappropriate to do. I mean, I don't know if Russell was trying to impress Cassandra by getting her a table right away, but not the way to go. We had a lot of really great texts on this as well. I love this one. It says, everyone is crazy. You just have to find the crazy that matches with your crazy.
Or everybody's, I guess you could say, or the rudeness that matches your rudeness.
No, man, just crazy. We're all crazy.
Oh, man. All right, we got Connor on the phone. Connor, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm good. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. I agree with what you guys said. If I was that older man, depending on my mood, I would have ate slower. I would have been like, you can't just tell me get up and leave. Like, right. I'll leave when I'm done.
You're a paying customer like anybody else. I mean, you're on your time.
Yeah,
on that.
Like, especially if that old man just say he was having a bad day.
Right.
And it's
you
like,
don't know.
You're rushing him out. He's just enjoying some peace and quiet by himself.
Sure. Absolutely. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling, Connor. You have a great day, buddy.
Bye, Connor.
You too. Bye.
Hey, Rachel, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I've had something similar like this happen to me. And at first I got a little upset and perturbed. And then I turned around and looked, and the woman is pregnant. I said, why don't y'all just come join me?
Well, I mean, it's one thing.
Oh, that's nice.
But if the person came up to you and was rude about it, because I think what he said was kind of rude, like, hey, man, can you hurry up? We're waiting.
He was kind of rude, yes. But I was like, I was perturbed. I was upset. Then I turned around and looked. Now, what he did, I'm not saying what he did was right.
Right.
Was not right. And I understand where she's coming from. I would have told that guy right then and there. I would have walked out. I wouldn't even kept up with the date. You know. She has more patience than I do.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be on a date with a guy like that.
Yeah, what else is he going to say to, you know, a waiter or whatever?
Right.
Know? Well, thanks for calling, Rachel. Have a great day.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Love y'all.
I'll be back. Carter's in Trinity right now. What's up, Carter?
Oh, man. Russell, he doesn't get it. He's the guy that makes everyone else look bad.
Uh-huh.
He's being that guy that, you know, walks over and just talking to some guy. I mean, I don't have to get up and smack him. I don't know if you guys are feeling the same way, but that's just insane.
You're just going straight Will Smith?
I'll pull the backhand afterwards.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what? Man, I just can't imagine someone saying that to me and just the goal of that. Like, I understand being like, all right, I want to sit down, maybe feeling a little pressure because it's the first date. Like, I don't want to stand here.
Right.
But, hey, you chose to go there.
But even as a golden rule, you should never ask somebody about your table unless you see their credit card receipt already, like, charged out.
Yeah.
You know?
I've done this, too. Will you just give me a heads up? We're going to be over here, but you just give me a heads up.
When you're getting ready to leave, so I can take your table. Yeah, that's what I do, too. So
maybe a nod, sure, but, yeah, not even that. I think that'd just be incredibly rude. I mean, if I'm at a restaurant and I paid money to be there, I'm going to take my time.
Right.
And some dude coming up to me and saying, hey, hurry up. No.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. All right, Carter, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
Since I see the bar fight.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the thing. You're also at the Cheesecake Factory, for crying out loud. Relax a little bit. There's families in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, especially at the Cheesecake Factory, if somebody said that to me, because everything is delicious there, I'd be very upset. I'm like, no, actually, I'm going to get the other 100 things on this menu.
Yeah. But when you're at a place like the Cheesecake Factory, you eat that big piece of cheesecake even though you're not hungry for it, but you have to eat it because it's so good and you want to keep eating it, then you're so full, so you have to sit there for a while and let it all kind of digest.
Right. But, you know, Rachel was saying, you know, I'd looked and it was a pregnant woman and I'd asked them to join me. Situations are situational, but that was not the case here because I'm sure that guy looked over, And it was somebody just waiting for a table. Yeah. The other thing is, grab a drink. Hang out for a second. They'll be done in a second. You can still order at the bar.
Right.
Anyway. Hmm. All right. Well, if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. Coming up in 6 minutes, your chance to get to Country Thunder. 3-day passes for you. We'll play Too Cool for School. Here's Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, thinking about you. Jeff in Tampa playing Too Cool for School. Jeff, here's how the game works. We're going to ask you 6 grade questions, all right? 3 of them. You got to get 2 out of 3 right. If you do, you're getting 3-day passes to Country Thunder, okay?
Awesome.
All right, here we go. First question. What is the head of the Supreme Court called? That position. Is it Senator, Chief Justice, Magistrate, or Supreme Supreme?
What was the second one you said?
Chief Justice.
Chief Justice.
You going with that?
Yep.
That is correct. Yeah. I believe Supreme Supreme is on the Taco Bell menu, if I'm not mistaken. All right, here we go. Next question for you. Which mountain range separates Europe from Asia? Oof. Is it the Alps, the Ural Mountains, or the Himalayas?
The Alps.
It is not.
Oh, no.
It is the Ural Mountains, or Ural Mountains. We'll accept both.
I didn't know that. Don't feel bad.
It's all good. Yeah. Oh, man, I remember that. It was one of my favorite subjects in sixth grade.
In sixth grade?
I don't remember that. All right, here we go. All right, next one. A honeybee makes honey from pollen, bud, nectar, petals.
Pollen.
Final answer?
Yep.
That's great.
Yay! That's right. Yeah. I want to go back to sixth grade.
Done. Nice.
Man, you just got 2 3-day passes to Country Thunder. You are going to see Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, Chris Young, and a ton of other great artists. Way to go, Jeff.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You got it, man. Hang on for me, right?
Yep, great.
Boom. Yeah, I didn't know the second one that we asked him either. Is that fair? Yeah, that's fair. I didn't make these questions up.
This is
a real sixth grade test.
Yep.
There you go. All right, Too Cool for School. That's how you play. We'll have some more of those tickets coming up after 4 o'clock. With Travis. Alright, going commercial free right now. 8:10. We got a brand new preview of a new Luke Combs song. It's coming up on 99.5 QIK.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
We are all getting excited for the new album to drop on June 24th. Talking about Luke Combs' new album. He released another clip of a song on Instagram last night. Used to wish I was. Listen to this. I'm just an old Carolina good old boy. Boys, I ain't got no choice. I pick a little guitar in the evening. Wear my silk cat a big season. I couldn't be anybody but me. Even if I tried, I used to wish I was. But I'm not. Again, that is called Used to Wish I Was. New album drops June 24th. So when Eric Church calls you to see if you can fill in, what do you do?
You say, yes, what are you going to, a basketball game?
You're in Madison Square Garden, and he needs a backup singer. Eric Church's backup singer, Jonah, she fell ill, so he called up Ashley McBride.
That's one you
He's
call.
He's like, hey, can you come to Madison Square Garden and fill in for my concert? Yeah, she says, when your chief calls you from the garden, you've just got to answer. Blake Shelton was a grand marshal at the NASCAR All-Star Race in Texas Motor Speedway last week, and he did a concert as part of the festivities. But his best part, the moment that he was looking forward to, he got to say, drivers, start your engines.
Ah, cool.
Of course, that on his Instagram. Kenny Chesney, he is still out on his Here and Now tour. He was in Atlanta over the weekend, and he says, you know, just going out on stage and seeing the reaction from all my fans, it is still special every night.
You know, just the connection over the years, it's just so special. And to see the faces light up the audience when we come out there and play this music with all the energy that's exchanged is really special.
You know, when he did his interview with us when he was here kicking off tour, you've mentioned it a couple of times. He was almost emotional about that.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he was so laser focused. I want everything to go right. I'm, you know, focused when we talk about it. It was cool to see him so invested. Being at the level that he is at, no matter if you like Kenny Chesney or not, you got to respect the fact that he has so much respect for his fans, you know?
He sure does.
I love that.
Miranda Lambert, she has made Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people of 2022. Sorry, JR, you didn't make the list this year.
Again?
I know. She said, I'm so honored to join this year's class. I only ever wanted to sing and write songs, and thanks to y'all, I've gotten to do that and so much more. Thanks for being on this journey with me. I love that. And finally, I'm so stoked about this. Jimmy Allen, he's got a new album. It's called Tulip Drive. That also comes out June 24th. The title is named after the street his late grandmother grew up on. But one more thing, he has a duet on this album with none other than, I don't know how he got her to do this, Jennifer Lopez.
Nice, J-Lo.
J-Lo. J-Lo and so J-A and J-Lo. So
I love that.
Jimmy Allen. And how do you get J-Lo to be on your album?
You call Ben Affleck. You say, when are you guys not
hanging
out?
How do you know Ben Affleck?
I don't know. Call Matt Damon. You just keep coming down the list.
The song is called On My Way, and it's actually going to be out this Friday.
Wow.
So we'll get to hear Jimmy Allen and J-Lo. I'm excited to hear that.
He's probably most excited about the music video that'll be made by this.
Yeah.
Getting to work with J-Lo on a music video.
Oh, my gosh. And plus, he's now a dancer because he was on that show. So
why not?
Why not?
She started as a dancer.
Also, we are going to premiere a world premiere new song from Jordan Davis this Friday. So a lot of new music coming out this Friday. That's your Music Minute.
I appreciate it. Next, we have the boys from Low Cash on the show. And like I said, I just got a text. They have some kind of surprise guest with them.
Okay.
Don't know who that is? We're going to find out after this on 99.5 QYK. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone right now are two guys we absolutely love. One lives right down here in Odessa.
Yeah.
Another one's in Nashville. It is Preston and Chris from Low Cash.
Low Cash.
Hey.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic, and we have a big surprise for you because we love y'all so much.
Oh, yeah?
What's going on?
Speaking of love, we have Mike Love from the Beach Boys right here on the phone with you right now.
Wait a minute. This Mike Love?
That's the one.
From the Beach Boys.
Wow.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, Chris and Preston, you guys can go ahead and hang up now. Mr. Love, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, but if you could dress me as Dr. Love, that would be good.
Hey, whatever you would like to be called, sir, I got you, man. Wow, this is great.
You know, a lot of things, but we can't go into that right now.
Hey, man, I got to say, your music was so huge for me growing up. I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, so this is...
oh, my goodness.
This was kind of like the theme songs of Surf City USA, so this is an absolute honor to be talking to you right now.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm just south of Huntington Beach right now. I'm down in San Diego.
Okay.
We have a show here in a couple days at the Petco Park, where the Padres do their thing.
Absolutely. You know? First of all, why did you answer the call when Preston and Chris called you? Let's get there first.
Well, because they sent us a version of the record, but without us on it. And I said, well, shoot, we should do round, get around. I get around, you know.
Right.
And we did our thing there. And next thing you know, we're talking to the radio station in Tampa.
That's awesome. Just to reiterate who we're talking to right now. Mike Love from the Beach Boys.
Yes.
And we also have Low Cash on the phone as well, who we absolutely love. We're all joking, by the way, about Preston and Chris, Mike. We're huge fans of them. So this is so cool. Obviously, the new song from Preston and Chris is called Beach Boys. And, you know, first it was kind of an homage, and it still is. But now the fact that you're on the record, what a cool collaboration. This is really cool. So Preston and Chris, is that a nerve-wracking call to make?
I think it was because we didn't think they were going to approve the song immediately. There's a lot of similarities, but we didn't know. We didn't know Mike was going to call us, you know.
Right. Like,
and he did. And, I mean, it's an honor. First of all, the guys are amazing. Mike is incredible. So talented. We're huge fans also. So to have him on the album. And yes, their version sounds a million times better than ours, but you know, it's the Beach Boys sound, man. It's got it behind it. And I'm going to tell you now, Mike, these guys were the first ones to play it.
We were?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, they were the first ones to play it. When I first got it, I sent it to them, and they said, can I play it? And I was like, sure, why not?
Absolutely, man. Low Cash fans and Beach Boys fans. I mean, this comes together. We got to play it. Mike, so
yes,
you guys are coming up. You guys are having amazing commercial success. Then the British invasion happens. We're talking about the Beatles and these bands that come over from across the pond. Do you guys go, what the heck is happening right now? This is so not our sound. Like, was that just, did that take you by storm? And how did you guys adjust for that?
Ironically, we were on the same label, Worldwide EMI, in the U.S. Capitol Records, both the Beach Boys and the Beatles. But it was actually good because there was a station in L.A., KFWB, and they would say, do you like the KFWB Beach Boys or KFWB Beatles?
Oh, so, I like it.
You know, so there was a competition and a rivalry, but it, we did okay. I mean, Good Vibrations came out, and we were voted the number one group in England, or Great Britain. Number two was the Beatles.
That
was
I love that. and I knew you guys did okay, because it was just amazing just how, you know, the British invasion was so big here, but you guys were still doing your thing. So I appreciate you answering that question. But Lana does have a fun game for you. Press and Chris, you're going to have to kind of prove your Beach Boys knowledge, and I want to do it next. You guys cool with that?
I love it. Let's go.
All right, Chris and Preston, you answer the question. Now, you know, Mike, if you want to chime in with the answer after they've guessed, then you can help us out, okay?
Okay. All right.
Released in 1964, the Beach Boys have a song about taking a woman out on the dance floor. They take her hand and head out on the dance floor. They are rocking and a-rolling and rocking and a-reeling. What is this woman's name?
I know.
Barbara Ann. Woo!
Barbara Ann!
All right, let's go ahead, Preston. Go ahead and hit that note real quick, bud. It wasn't that note I was talking about. Well, well played.
Oh,
I like
not the note. I do the high note. Chris does the high note. I do the low bar brands.
They cheated, though, because they joined us at the Ryman sold-out show, and that's where we debuted Beach Boys. You okay. know, so and we did Bar Brand, and
nice.
I think you guys were on stage with us.
We may or may not have seen what Bar Brand looks like. We may have.
Oh, wow. All right.
All right, let's go to another one. This next song from the Beach Boys is about a girl who told her dad that she was going to the library, but instead she took his car out and had some fun instead. She cruises through the hamburger stand, going just as fast as she can, blasting the radio.
We can name that song in one note.
What is the kind of car she's driving?
Oh, the car she took.
I think it was a Bentley.
Yeah. No. Wait a minute. That's my joke. Hey.
So now we found out Low Cash is stealing songs and jokes.
That's right.
Mike. Well, when Bruce isn't on the line, I have to represent him.
Guys, I am low tech, but I got on.
Oh, hey, we got Bruce now from the...
Hey! Yeah, we got Bruce now. Hey.
Coming in hot at the end. But yes, the answer was T-Bird.
Thank you.
Love it. Very well done.
Who did that?
Who was that?
That'll get you out of the draft, that high part.
That get you out of the draft? Yes! That was amazing. Well, Bruce,
that was good.
I'm so sorry that you came in at the end of this, but because you're my favorite member. No, I'm just kidding.
I got to tell you this. Mike, you've got to tell him the story about Fun, 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 how you wrote that.
Oh, we just did a show up in Salt Lake City at a theme park called The Lagoon. And I told my cousin Brian, hey, we got to do a song about a girl who borrows her dad's car and goes cruising through the hamburger stand now, even though she told him she was going to go to the library. Now, how many kids have done that over the years?
Right. Yeah, and that's why they started naming adult establishments the library. So you just say, yeah, going to the library.
Bars, yeah.
Well, listen, guys, I know, Bruce, we got you on late here, but it's an absolute honor to even hear your voice. You know, and being able to talk to you. And Mike, thank you so much. I mean, like I said, you guys growing up in Huntington Beach, your music was a soundtrack for me and, you know, passed down from my dad. So this has been huge. Mm-hmm. Preston and Chris, I know that you feel the same way about these guys, and we're always a fan of yours and glad you're on the show today. Thank you for connecting us with the Beach Boys as well, because I know this is a cool collaboration. But boys, we love you. Bruce and Mike, we've always loved you, and we appreciate you guys so much.
Love y'all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you guys.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, that was cool that they brought them on. I didn't expect that. That was awesome.
Oh, my gosh, that was so cool.
Man, I'll tell you what. Those bring back so many memories when it comes to the Beach Boys.
Oh, so Surfing USA. Yeah. I mean, they have so many songs.
I love that they reached out to Low Cash and they're like, so what are you doing? we're going to go ahead and be on that with you as well.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and just be on
that. That just shows how cool they are, too, and the respect they have for Low Cash. But I'll tell you what, that's going to be the boat song. That's going to be the tailgate song. That's just going to be hanging out at the beach song, obviously. So that's a great song. Low Cash, Beach Boys, that is their new
one. That was
fun. All right, big win last night. Yes, your Lightning swept, and they are going on to the next round. Well, obviously, we have to do Lana's Lightning Talk. She breaks down the game for you next after Dirk Bentley on 995 QYK. Well, if you had a vacation plan to go down to Sunrise, you can go ahead and cancel that because the Panthers are done playing. It's 995 QYK. Big game last night, and Lana has been doing her Lana Lightning Talk. And like I said yesterday, it's weird. She goes into this weird Minnesota accent. It just comes back to her when she's talking about hockey because, you know, she grew up walking out of her front door. I should say ice skating out of her front door. It was so crazy.
Pretty much.
You know, fishing in the pond and stuff like that.
Ice house.
Skating on the pond. That's what it's called. Yep. Obviously, we didn't grow up in the same area. So anyway, she just goes into this zone. It's wild. So anyway, what we're going to do is have you just break the game down because every time you've done that, they have won the following game. So now you're kind of stuck.
I'm great.
It's on you.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. All right. Lana's Lightning Talk. Let's hear it.
Well, I'll tell you, there was some spring cleaning going on at Amalie Arena last night as the boys, they swept that series. The Tampa Bay Lightning, they took care of the Florida Panthers last night, winning the game 2-0. Now, I'm no math expert, but I've never quite knew 4 = 2 because I saw 4 goals hit the back of the net last night. I guess what? 2 of them didn't count, eh? I mean, what? Come on, guys. What's going on, boys? The game remained scoreless throughout 2 periods. But Vassy was razor sharp, seeing everything through his bird cage and flashing the leather. The Bolts, they finally scored a goal that counts. Hell, counts when a friend of the show and grinder, Patty Maroon, he knocked down a puck behind the Panthers goalie, hit his leg, and went over the line for a goal.
Here's Bogosian towards the net. Got the ball. Gavronsky. It's in. They score. Hard work by Maroon down low. And the Tampa Bay Lightning take a 1-0 lead.
Vassy, he made a big save late in the game that led to an empty net goal by Pauly, who just came out of the sin bin to seal the game in the series.
Picked up by Cerrone, clears it down ice. Pallott racing in, he scores.
That was awesome, eh? All right, this is the first game the Hoosier Panthers were held scoreless all season, don't you know? Scoreless. Did you hear me?
I heard scoreless, yes.
The Bolts, they're headed to the Eastern Conference Finals for the 6th game in the last 8 years.
The 6th game, huh?
Yeah, the 6 times.
No,
6 times in the last 8 years. I'm sorry.
No worries.
These are the days. The Bolts are going to play the Canes or the Rangers. So be the Thunder and let's flip and go, boys.
Hey! Man. Woo! Terminology. Lon, I don't know where you learned.
Scoreless.
I guess you
the first time.
You grew up talking like this with friends and whatnot when you're talking about Lightning. Or, I mean, you're talking about hockey in general.
I mean, come on, when you're talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning, I mean, you can't help but just be so excited. And when I get excited, I kind of get my Minnesota accent back.
Wow. Amazing.
I know.
Awesome. It's very clear. It's very regional. So I enjoy that as well.
I mean, these are the Bolts. Let's go, Bolts.
The who?
The Bolts.
Congratulations to the
Bolts. Scoreless.
That is awesome, man.
It's the highest scoring team all season. They scored over 4 goals a game, and they scored 3 in 4 games against the Lightning.
And they were
so incredible.
Well, they were saying last night that was the best game the Panthers played all season, and they still were scoreless.
And they still scored 0.
Yeah. Way to go, Patty Maroon. And then, one of the goals got called back because Pallott had hit the netting when he was trying to clear it, which is like, out of play. And then he did it again, which is a penalty. And so then when he scored that last goal, he was coming out, like you said, out of the sin bin, as you put it. And he was just like wide open. It was an empty net. He put it in. And he kind of like, because he gets credit for the goal, but he looks back and he's like, sorry, guys. I mean, I know that was on me. Great penalty kill. And I'll take the goal. But it was awesome. But it was a series sealer.
Bolts.
Way to go, Bolts. Well done. So they play the Rangers or?
The Canes or the Rangers.
There we go.
And
here we go.
That series, by the way, is Canes 2-1 right now. Game 4 is tonight.
The rest of them up. Get Braden Point healthy. We'll see what happens. So, way to go, Bolts.
Let's go, boys.
All right. Coming up next, There was a 70-year-old woman that did something that my uncle almost did as well. This happened here in Florida, but I do not blame her at all. And I know she is getting some backlash from it, but I am all on her side on this. We'll tell you this story next on 99.5 QYK. All right, let's talk about this. This happened outside of Orlando. It's a 70-year-old woman who had an intruder, a burglary in progress was the call made to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and they responded to the woman's home on Sunday. Well, that was not fast enough because she had somebody in her home.
Mm-hmm.
So what this woman did is she fired a warning shot because she was locked and loaded when they came in.
A warning shot. She fired her gun into the air and she's like, you better get out.
Yep. And after the stranger walked into her home and wouldn't leave, she said, okay, that was the warning shot. Here's the one that's going to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And that was the end of him. And people were like, well, you should have waited for the police. If a dude is walking at me and he's an intruder, and I'm 70 years old.
And I've already shot once to warn him. I've already given a warning
shot.
Yep.
And you're on my property. I'm sorry, but the next one is coming towards you. So I couldn't believe that people were giving her a hard time about this. Like, are you joking me? She's a 70-year-old woman living alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. What else would you... I mean, listen, I don't want to say anything about Paul, but I feel like if someone was there and it was, you know, we know that Paul has, you know, guns and whatnot. If it was him in the house... His kids are in the house, or you're in the house. Game over. I mean, really? I mean, how could you give her, you know, any grief for that? I couldn't believe people were backlash. Well, she should wait. Listen.
Nothing's going to come out of that 70-year-old woman waiting for the police.
Law enforcement are awesome. Okay?
Absolutely.
But they're not always going to be able to get there.
On time.
Or as fast as you need them to
right.
be. They're coming, but not as fast as you need them to be. So sometimes, especially if you're in your home, you got to do this. Now, this happened to my uncle. Now, my uncle lives on a ranch. So they hear a lot of stuff going on with animals and whatnot going across, you know, the fields and whatnot. But they heard some ruffling in my cousin's house, which was next door, where she was not home at the time.
Okay.
That would be his daughter. Okay. So he went out and he was 70, I think about 70 at the time. And he had a shotgun in his hand and fired one over the house or kind of like in the air type of thing because they live on 50 acres or whatever.
Okay.
And this guy comes out to see what's going on and then he has him. Like basically, the guy walked into the barrel. He did not fire again, but put him down. And then my other cousin, who lives on the property as well, came over. They hogtied him, and they had my aunt called. And my aunt was encouraging this to keep going, but the sheriff came. When they came, they shined the light on him. All they see is my uncle with a guy with a gun on this guy's forehead, and they go, put the gun down. It's a small town, so they all knew him. They're like, oh, Wayne, put the gun down, put the gun down. And he's like all shook because it's somebody in his daughter's house on his property. And he's like, dude, I'm tired of this because it had happened a couple of times where, you know, people who, you know, worked in other areas of the city knew that he had some valuable things on his property, whatnot, would come on there and try to steal stuff. And he had been ripped off before because I'm sick of it.
Right.
And so his thing was, I'm not putting the gun down till you come over and grab this guy, which that may be the right thing or wrong thing to do when you have a law enforcement officer there.
Right.
I think you should listen to the law enforcement officer. But, you know, hey, that's how Uncle Wayne rolls, by the way, because he's a very country dude.
And let's not forget that you said this is going on in Texas.
Yeah, this is actually this would actually go into Northern California. Oh, okay. But it's a very similar thing going on with the town they live in. Very country, very old school. But anyway, he finally put it down and they questioned him, like, why would you do that? Why, you know, whatever. And he goes, I'm 70 years old. Then the head sheriff came in and they knew him. They went to high school together. He goes, you're well in your right to do that. Well in your right, Wayne. Are you okay?
Private property.
My aunt, are you okay? And kind of told the deputy, this is fine. We know him. You're lucky he didn't do more than that. But, I mean, what a crazy thing. And like I said, I can't blame her at all. What would you, I mean, shoot, you're a 70-year-old woman.
You have no choice when you're 70. You're either you're going to take it or you're not going to take it. And that's just how it is.
Way to go.
I love this lady.
Way to go. Like we always say, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm trying to figure out the right song to play. Okay. Gunpowder and Lead. Here you go.
Ooh. What a coincidence. It just happened to be there.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK coming up trending in Tampa Bay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone right now, I just want to say, as a guy who's a fan of the show, fellow Minnesotan, and a Stanley Cup champion, Ryan McDonough. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys?
Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Last night, obviously, for the sweep, he had DM'd me and said, I'm listening to Lana's lightning talk and said she's doing a great job. And obviously, Lana being from Minnesota as well, you have that connection, right?
Hi, Ryan. Yes. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just getting my daily recap of the old Minnesota Bolts recap, and it's exciting.
Oh, I love it, don't you know? Yes. See, Ryan knows how to talk the lingo.
Yeah, Ryan, I have a question. Are we missing any lingo that we should be hitting on?
Man, she's got all the terminology down. To be honest, I like the old sin bin. That was a good twist this morning, throwing the sin bin in there.
Do you guys talk to your goalie about the old birdcage? You seen it pretty good on the birdcage, huh?
The birdcage. That's a classic. Yeah, I gotta keep it.
I mean, these gotta be happening in team meetings all the time, right, Ryan?
Exactly.
Oh, man, we are so jacked for you guys. We are so excited. Yay! How fun. Did you go and celebrate last night?
We had a little bit of a time. Some of the guys got together. I mean, it's hard when you're playing and in the intensity, it's good to let loose and celebrate. But yeah. When it's time to get back to work, we'll be after it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because Ryan was showing a lot of videos of his kid. And then, you know, you see him on there being so dressing his kid up for the game at 27.
So cute.
It was such a great moment.
And then you see Ryan absolutely check somebody into the board. You go, all right, there you go.
Yeah.
There it is, man. Flip it on and off. Well, listen, brother, awesome. I appreciate you hitting me up. If we are missing anything, you hit us up, and congrats to you, and tell Patty thanks for always listening with us, too, and we appreciate you, brother.
Let's flip and go, boys.
Let's flip and go. Here we go. Go, Bolts.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Ryan, appreciate you, brother. Have a good day.
All right. Take care, guys.
See ya. Told you. He's a fan.
That's awesome.
Minnesotans taking care of Minnesotans right there, man.
He loves the birdcage.
Loves the birdcage, don't you know?
Yeah, the sin bin, don't you know?
All right, coming up next, training in Tampa Bay.
I mean, after that, we got to talk about the Bolts' big sweep over the Panthers last night. That's next, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. JR. Lana, the ACM CMA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, Tampa Bay Lightning, they swept the best team in the NHL in the regular season, the Florida Panthers. 4-0, winning game 4, 2-0. It was awesome. It was such a roller coaster game. They score. Oh, my God. Oh, man, they took that goal back. It hit the net. Dang. 2 minutes later, Cucci scores. No, it was a hand pass. It doesn't count. Two goals taken away off the board. But finally, friend of the show, Patty Maroon, scored the game winner.
Here's Bogosian towards the net. Gavronsky. It's in. He scores.
And it was 1-0, and it was late in the game, 30 seconds left. The Panthers were on a power play, plus they had pulled their goalie, so it's 6 attackers on 4 defenders. Vassy had a great stop, and then Cirelli threw it down, and guess who was coming out of the box but the goal scorer?
Picked up by Cirelli, clears it down ice, Pilat racing in, he scores!
I cannot say it enough. Pilat was responsible for one goal being called back.
Yep.
And then having a power play so late in the game. Mm. And then he comes out of the sin bin. He comes out of the sin bin, and he's right there in front for an empty net goal. And his expression was so funny. He puts it in. Everybody goes crazy. And he kind of looks back at everybody who just killed the power play and did their jobs. So he's like, sorry, guys, but, you know, thanks for the goal, but I apologize. That was on me.
His face is awesome. It was awesome. Well, so they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Bolts are. This is the sixth time in the last 8 seasons that the Bolts have made to the Eastern Conference Finals. They will play either the Carolina Hurricanes or the New York Rangers. That series is still going on. The game 4 is tonight in New York. Carolina leads that series 2-1. So there you go. So, love it. Go Bolts, baby. What a fun time. Finally, Governor Ron DeSantis, he announced a $100 million assistance program. It's called Hometown Heroes. It's going to provide down payment and closing cost assistance for first-time homebuyers who are veterans, active duty military, and surviving spouses. teachers, law enforcement, child care operators, daycare instructors, paramedics, EMTs, 911 operators, firefighters, registered nurses, home health aides, practitioners, correctional officers, and probational wow. officers. So this is awesome.
Everybody but radio DJs.
eligible. People are going to say that too. Like, oh, we could all use it right now.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know what? This is
this is a great program. And eligible homebuyers will get 5% up to $25,000 off of their home mortgage amount. And the program begins June 1st. So just next
nice.
Week. So again, it's called Hometown Heroes. So that's awesome.
Memorial weekend coming up. I think that's great timing. As
I
well.
Love
Wonderful.
It.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. And go Bolts.
Keith Urban, Wild Hearts, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here.
24 days.
Ooh.
Keith Urban's going to be here in 24 days.
There it
so
is.
So excited.
Why was that not in the music minute? That was just on your own personal calendar.
Yeah.
Share it with us.
24 days. That man is going to be breathing the same air as us.
I got to tell you, I'm so excited. I love Keith. He's so good in concert. I can't wait to see him at the Amp. It's going to be awesome.
I always like going because I like how the girls show up for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They show up and show out.
There
hey,
you
what
go.
You got there, single guy?
I like it.
Yeah, you may see me facing away from the stage at some point, so that'll be great. All right, check this out. We have more Country Thunder tickets coming up for you after 4 o'clock with Travis. And we will play our game, Too Cool for School, tomorrow at 7:40. So excited to get you into that 3-day passes. Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean, Chris Young, your headliners. And there'll be a ton more bands there, so mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun. Also, Cody Johnson. Let me just tell you, if you haven't had a chance to see Cody Johnson...
Which most of us haven't.
Have not. And especially at kind of a bigger place. Because like I'm telling you, in Texas, he sells out rodeos that are 60,000 people. I'm just telling you. I mean, this guy is a hot ticket. So, Cody Johnson and Randy Houser, when you see him live, and not only you see him as an artist, but you see him as a patriot of this mm-hmm. country and hear his story, it's amazing. So, those tickets... Coming up after 12 o'clock today, mm-hmm. and then after 3 o'clock today.
Absolutely.
You want to win those tickets. It's going to sell out. I'm going to tell you right now. All right. Let me get to this, but what was your other highlight of the... I'll play something for you, but what's the other highlight of the show, Lana?
Oh, I don't know. Probably talking to Low Cash and the Beach Boys.
There you
we
go.
Had no idea that Mike was going to be on the interview today, and then Bruce came on as well. So we were talking to Chris and Preston, and then we had to quiz them, of course, on some Beach Boys songs, and they nailed them.
And Kevin's working on the interview right now. He's going to put it up yep. for you in a little bit. Instagram and Facebook
so great.
Page. Always fun to talk to Chris and Preston, and they surprise us with Mike, like you said, one of the original members of the Beach Boys. That was awesome. That was so cool.
It's a legend.
I go, whoa, what are we talking about? Is this really happening? So, and that song, Beach Boys, by them, I love that. And I like the fact that the Beach Boys reached out to him and said, okay, wait. What song are you doing?
Yeah.
We are going to go ahead and be on that with you.
So awesome.
And that's really cool. So big shout out to them. All right, Kevin, highlights, sir.
Well, it was a sweep last night for the Bolts over the Panthers. And I love the way Lana started her Lana's lightning talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... there was a bunch of cleaning going on at Amalie Arena last night. Yeah. I loved her description
spring
of
cleaning
spring
at the
cleaning
Amalie
of
Arena.
Sweep last night. So that was great.
Well, you're not the only one that liked it because actually none other than number 27, Ryan McDonough,
yep.
reached out to us who was on the Lightning and said the girl's doing great because he is a Minnesotan as well, like Lana. And he said he did an awesome job. I said, well, will you call us real quick? And he goes, yeah, sure. He got up this morning, called us, and I surprised Lana with this. She was like, really?
I'm so excited.
And I said, hey, are we missing any terminology that Lana is using? I mean, do we need to throw anything else in there? Here's what he said.
Man, she's got all the terminology down, to be honest. I like the old sin bin. That was a good twist this morning, throwing the sin bin in there.
Do you guys talk to your goalie about the old birdcage? You've seen it pretty good on the birdcage, huh?
The birdcage, that's a classic. Yeah, got to keep it.
I mean, these got to be happening in team meetings all the time, right, Ryan?
Exactly.
Oh, man, we are so jacked for you guys. We are so excited. Yay! How fun. Did you go and celebrate last night?
We had a little bit of a time. Some of the guys got together. I mean...
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. No, they said they had a little time. They had to get home, but now it's back to work, and we don't know if they're playing the Canes or the Rangers, but we will find out. That series is 2-1.
Canes.
Canes, all right. Yep. So
Game 4 tonight.
Lonnie, he's a fan of you.
He's a fan of the show.
I love that. So thank you, Ryan, for reaching out to us. And
it's the Minnesota accent, yeah, though. Come on.
He probably was walking by the radio. And, whoa, what's that? Am I home? Am I in the wrong city? What happened?
Feeling at home.
Am I dreaming right now? Anyway, all right. Like I said, Cody Johnson tickets coming up for you afternoon. It's a good day to have a great day. Go Bulls.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.